It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. LeBron, now you had a fishing tournament this past Saturday at Mayo Park, correct?
That is correct, Rob. We had our next to the last bass fishing tournament this past weekend. We had 28 boats out there, which was a lot. I do believe we would have more, but they were calling for the rain all day Saturday, or some of the day Saturday. I'm pretty sure that deterred a lot of the guys, but we still had 28 faithfuls to come out. We had a great time. It took 17 pounds to win it, and with a 6-pound big fish. But needless to say, we'll do it again next Saturday, June 1st. That is our last one until the fall. Again, next Saturday, June 1st, is our last bass tournament for the year. This is what we call our early bird tournament. We call it that, Rob, because the boats will leave at 5. They don't register at 5. They will leave the ramp at 5 o'clock. They're only out there from 5 to 11 or 5 to 12. We usually decide the day of, and we only keep 3 fish because of the warm weather and because of the other boat traffic that is out this time of year. But needless to say, next Saturday, June 1st, is our last bass tournament for the year. Give us a call at 597-7806 to register or to sign up or any questions that you may have.
Mayo Park is located 1013 Neal Store Road. That is the location of the Education and Environment Building right there at Mayo Park. That also serves as the office. That building is available for rent. It would be a wonderful venue for an anniversary celebration, a baby shower, family reunion, and more. The amphitheater at Mayo Park is also available for rent. They have picnic shelters that are free to use on a first-come, first-served basis. But if you would like to reserve a certain picnic table for a certain date and time, you have to pay a small deposit fee, and they will put up signage saying this shelter is reserved for such and such a time. But otherwise, these shelters are available on a first-come, first-served basis. And if you're wanting to do some camping, I had someone to call me last night saying that they were camping down at Mayo Park, had a little campfire, just really enjoying it. Said they would be leaving on Thursday. They can pretty much accommodate any campers from, say, Monday through Thursday. But if you ever want to camp on the weekend at Mayo Park, LeBron is best to RSVP ASAP as far ahead of time as you can, right?
That is 100% correct. I can't stress it enough. I had at least 3 calls yesterday. People asking just to come camping this weekend. You know, granted it's Memorial weekend, but still, I have people call us just during the week, like on a Monday, to come camping the weekend. Those days are over with, I can promise you, unless somebody has canceled or whatnot. Or, you know, we still may have some sites, but it's not our best site. But when we got tent sites, we have plenty of those. Not a plenty, but the tent sites do not get as going, fill up as fast as the RV sites. But yes, my biggest encouragement to anybody to think about camping is to plan ahead, because those calling on the Monday trying to get something that weekend or 2 weeks is done.
Rob Hall with you. LeBron Street is in the studio this morning to talk about Playing in Person, as it is geared and driven to keep the listening audience abreast of things to do and things that are going on. Last break, we talked about Mayo Park. This break, we'll be talking about bingo, basketball, and soccer. LeBron, what's going on with bingo?
Yes, Rob. We did this a few weeks ago. We had bingo. It was a great success. Everybody loved it. So needless to say, Rob, we have it scheduled 2 more times for the month of June. We will be having bingo again 2 more nights in the month of June. It's going to be June 4th and June 18th. It's only $8 a person, and with that, you get 2 cards. If you want to purchase more additional cards with it, that's fine. It's just a small charge of $2. But just more than anything, remember the date, June the 4th and June the 18th. We will be having bingo again. Please give us a call at 597-1755 for more information. Rob, we also have a youth soccer camp going on. School gets out in a week or two, if I'm not mistaken. So the kids going to be looking for something to do, somewhere to go, something, you know, just to have some type of fun. We starting them off this year, Rob, with soccer camp as young as 4 years old. So if you have a child between the ages of 4 and 8 years old, we will have soccer camp June 17th through the 21st. So you know, 4 years old, Rob. You know, you never know what your kid might grow up to be. To, you know, a famous soccer player, make you some money.
That's right.
But needless to say, ages 4 through 8, and doesn't start until June 17th through the 21st. However, there is a registration cutoff. That's by June 13th, just so we can know how to place people and how many kids we have. But please have them signed up by June the 13th. That is the deadline. And Rob, if your kid likes multiple sports or don't really like soccer and they're into basketball, we have a camp for that also. Basketball camp is June 10th through the 14th, and that's ages 8 through 10. So it's basketball camp is a little bit older, from ages 8 to 10. And likewise, like the soccer camp, it does have a cutoff of June the 6th. So please make sure your kid is registered by June the 6th. For that, you know, just simply give us a call, 597-1755, to register your kid for the upcoming basketball camp and soccer camp. And please don't wait, because, you know, June 6th or June 13th, I can promise you, it will sneak up on you before you know it.
It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. This will be our last break before LeBron makes his way down to Mayo Park. LeBron, again, you've got a fishing tournament coming up on June 1st. And boats will launch at 5 a.m., correct?
That is correct, Rob. The boats will leave the dock at 5 o'clock. And we only keep 3 fish, and we only fish to 11 or 12. We'll decide that day, just see what how the weather is, because we try to do it more than anything before it gets too hot and before the other recreational boaters come out there. But needless to say, June 1st is our next bass tournament. The boats will leave at 5. Also, Rob, as I said, we got summer camp coming up this upcoming summer. As always, please get your child signed up for that before it fills up. And also, let's not forget the youth basketball and soccer camps that's coming up. The deadlines is June 6th and June 13th.
Now, LeBron, again, bingo was very popular. Yes. So y'all got 2 events for bingo planned in the very near future, correct?
That is correct, Rob. We do have bingo coming up again. It's only $8 a person, and when you with that $8, you get 2 cards. But if you want more cards, you just pay an extra $2. Those dates, excuse me, those dates are June 4th and the 18th. Please give us a call at 597-1755.
LeBron, I know you got a lot to do. Appreciate you coming out today, sharing some important information about the Arts and Parks Department.
All right, Rob, you and all listeners have a great day.
Thank you.